Log Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is taking us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory every single day as we move forward in the things of the kingdom. I want you to understand that you're not going back, that you're moving forward in the things of the kingdom. You have to speak it. You have to expect it. And you have to look forward to it. You have to be in anticipation to growing from glory to glory. We are victorious in the things of the kingdom. We are victorious in the things of God. There's no good thing, hallelujah, that he will withhold from us if we seek, hallelujah, his face. If we walk uprightly in the name of Jesus, we expect the word of God to come alive in our life. We move. We move from glory, come on somebody, to glory. He is taking you from glory to glory. Amen, amen, hallelujah, somebody. Come on, why don't you just praise the name of Jesus? Because I'm telling you, there is nothing too hard for God. I want you to ask yourself, is there anything? Is there anything too hard for God? No, there's nothing too hard for him. All you got to do is seek his face. Stay in his presence. Expect God's word to manifest. Expect some things to happen. And stay in the place of faith. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And truly, where we are blessed, hallelujah, to be a blessing. We want to invite you to join us every Wednesday, Wings with a Prophetic Word. Amen. That the prophetic word will take flight in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited. I'm so delighted with what God is doing in the lives of his people. Amen. Just keep moving forward, things to get better. Keep expecting things to manifest. Somebody say manifest. Somebody just touch your belly and agree with heaven today and say, I shall manifest. Amen. Glory to glory, glory to glory, glory to glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I expect you to rejoice and be glad in it. God expects you to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise his name today. Because his name is above all names. Amen. And at his name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. That the word of God is true. The word of God will manifest in your life if you are expecting it to. Amen. I just want to welcome you. And I want to love on you today by going into the place of faith. Amen. We're going to be talking today about partnering with the Holy Spirit, being in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit be your dance partner. Let the Holy Spirit lead. Allow of the living God to lead. Come on, somebody, to guide and to direct. Amen. We live here at 5 with another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ KBDI. Or you can give us a call, area code 646-668-2780. Amen, amen. Why don't you just praise his name? Why don't you just get in a place where you hold tight and you say, I'm not quitting? Why don't you get in a place where you began to say that I want to partner with you, Lord. I want to dance in your presence. I want to be more like you. I want to forget those things that are behind me. And I want to press calling of the high calling. I want to press to the calling that's from the high calling. Amen. I want to encourage you today that you can literally look behind you and wave goodbye to your past. That you can look behind you and wave goodbye to your past. And you can say hello, turn around and say hello to your future. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining. This is Pastor Prophetess Teresa Docks. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. When you know who you are in Christ, understand your purpose. When you understand your destiny, when you know what you know and you know who you know and you know who you belong to, there's no turning back because you have already settled the score. Because you understand that God is doing something in your life. He has sent you as a messenger of God to move and shake in the earth realm. Are you a mover and a shaker? And the only way that we can be a mover and a shaker, we have to partner with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Father, we just come to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Giving you glory. Giving you honor, giving you all the praises. Father, we adore you, Lord God. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Father, you are the light in our life. God, we know, Lord God, that without you, we're nothing. But in you, God, all things are possible because we believe. We know, Lord God, that we can speak a thing into existence because you said that we could. Father, we know, Lord God, that you ascended and descended. You left the earth, but you did not leave us comfortless. Father, you said you'll leave us a comforter. So, Father, we thank you for the comforter. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that your spirit rules in our life. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God that reveals secrets. Lord, you reveal your secrets unto us, Father. You said it in your word, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you reveal to me the deep secrets, Lord God. You said it in Daniel 2:22. Amen. Lord God, you said in your word that your Holy Spirit will dwell with us. So in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the benefits of having the Spirit of the Lord upon us, having the Holy Spirit living inside of us. So, Father, we ask you that as we go forth with the Word of God, Lord God, that you'll seal the Word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, and we understand, Lord God, and that we give that you give us revelation of your will, revelation of your purpose in our life, and we just decree and declare that it is so. In the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let your spirit say amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord be upon you. Let the Spirit of the Lord rest in you. Amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord be your portion. In the name of Jesus. We decree it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Give God some glory. Why don't you just give him some praises? Why don't you just give him some honor? Why don't you just tell him, forgive me, Lord, for I sinned against you? It's just that easy that you can say, forgive me, and repent, and turn, start all over again. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. We serve a God that's mighty. We serve a God that look beyond our faults and see our needs. We serve a God that know our upsetting, our downsetting. He know everything about us. We serve a God that we can talk to. We serve a God that we can rock with. Amen. A ride or die, a God that's going to never leave us nor forsake us. So I want to encourage you and to tell you that you're not alone. You're not alone. Amen. Sometimes you might feel like you've been lost. You feel like you've been tossed. You feel like that you lost the battle. You may feel like, Lord, I thought you said. But I want to serve notice on you today that it's not over, that God is doing something new in your life. God is giving more revelation. God is giving more power to the faint. And when things come upon you, understand that God is trying to birth you out into the things of the kingdom. So just somebody say glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let me begin by asking you, if you'd be so kind, to get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Hallelujah. And I want you to turn to John 15:15. Amen. John 15:15. Let's see what the word of God is saying here for us. Amen. If you don't have your Bibles, get your phone out. Just be able to read the word of God with us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. For the Spirit of God is looking today for men, for women, for children, those that will cooperate with him, those that will bring, listen to me, that will bring his will to pass wherever they go. You know, wherever you go, you're not afraid to lift up the name of Jesus. You're not afraid to be on your assignment. You know, sometimes people think, oh, here she go again. To rebuke them, just keep moving. You're a mover, you're a shaker, you're making things happen. Because God has endowed each and every one of us with his power, with his anointing, with his fire. Don't let the fire go out. Amen. So we're talking about partnering in a holy partnership. You know, sometimes we're looking for relationships. Sometimes we're looking for, amen. Sometimes we're looking for different kind of things. But what the Lord is saying today, I need you to get into a relationship with me. I want to lead. I want to guide. And I want to direct you. That's what the Lord is saying. And he's saying, I want to live there. I just want to stay there. I just want to lead you. I want to guide you, and I want to direct. And the Bible says in John 15:15, I want you to listen to what the word of God is saying. The Bible says, instead, we are all now called friends. for what the Father has made known to Jesus. Jesus also wishes to make known to us. See, God has called you to be partners with him. It's beyond trying to have a zeal of God. See, when you grow up and you partner with God, you are no longer a servant when you know the business of the master. Amen. We serve God's people. But we can get to a place where instead he calls us friends. Don't you want God to call you a friend? I mean, don't you want to be called a friend of God? Don't you want to be, I mean, come on now. Sometimes you want to hook up with people and you want to make it known that that person is your friend because they got clout, because they're known and they got authority and you want to be connected with influence. But John 15 and 15 says that we can get to a point where we can be called a friend of God. Amen. And in order to be a friend of God, we have to know his ways. We have to know what's the mind of Christ. Do you know the mind of Christ? You know, we get the mind of Christ, we get the heart of Christ, we get the will of Christ when we stay in his word, when we stay in his presence, when we keep his commandments, we get closer to him. Amen. We don't have to talk about it, but guess what? We can be about it. Amen. Be about our Father's business. Are you about his business? I'm just asking. Are you being about the Father's business? You know, we take care of this business. We take care of that business. We take care of her business. We take care of his business. But what I want to ask you, care of God's business. Come on now. Do you know God's business? Do you know what God wants you to be doing? So a good way, and should I say, I want to say the only way to know what God have called you to do is to stay in his presence, read the word of God, learn of him. Amen. Become what God called you to become. And he said, I want to call you friend. I want you to partner with me. How many want to be a partner with God? I actually want to partner with him. Partner with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So it's going to take some changes happening. And I'm going to go into the Word of God. And I want you to understand that this is such an opportunity for each and every one of us that's on the line to get to a place where your life is made better having heard the word of God. See, when we get in his presence and when we seek his face and when we partner with him, we become more like him. We get an opportunity to grow. How many want to grow? How many actually want to grow? You know, I mean, want to change. You know, I don't know about you, but each and every day, I want things to change for the better. I want things to, you know, you fall down, but you get back up. You miss it sometimes. But he didn't come that we might be condemned. He came that we might be set free. And walk in your freedom. Embrace your freedom. Partnering with the Holy Spirit. See, when we partner with the Holy Spirit, it's something about having that relationship that every time something happened in your life that you know how to run to the rock. You know how to get back up. You know how to say, okay, I missed it, but guess what? I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that changes not. You know, the God that I serve, he said that he'll live in me. He said that he'll never leave me. He said that he'll never forsake me. And the God that I serve is all-knowing. So he knows my down-sitting. He knows my uprising. He knows my heart. He knows when I missed it. He knows when I hit the target because I partner with him. Come on, somebody. I want you to think about what John 15 and 15 is talking about. See, the Bible says, instead, we are now called friends. For what the Father has made known to Jesus. So we're not talking about Jesus, we're talking about what Abba Father said to Jesus. And Jesus also wishes to make it known to us. This is what the Bible says. I want you to get what I'm saying to you. Let me read verse 16. We do not choose him, but he chose us and appointed us. So he not only chose us, but he gave us an assignment, and he gave us an appointment, and he appointed us, listen what he says, to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatsoever you ask in Jesus' name. Can I just say it one more time for you? Because I want you to put your hands on your belly, and I want you to say activate. I want you to decree activation, that every fruit, everything that God has given you, that is going to activate, is going to manifest, is going to become inside of you as you partner with the Holy Ghost. We're talking about partner shifting with the Holy Spirit. Listen, we did not choose him. You know, sometimes you see people you might kind of like, so we choose them. But not today. That's not what I'm talking about today. Today I'm talking about partner shifting with the Holy Spirit. So he chooses, we didn't choose him, he chose us. And then he appoints us. And he tells us what to do. He said, go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you whatsoever you ask in Jesus' name. It sounds like it's clear to me. See, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, was sent to guide us, But sometimes we won't let the Spirit of the Lord guide us because what? We want to lean to our own understanding. We want to do it our way. You know, we want to fix things. We want to lean to our own understanding. Now, I'll just say it like that. But the Holy Spirit was sent to guide us into all truth. He will only speak what he hears. So the Holy Spirit speak what he hears. This is, I'm going to read John 16. And I'm going to read 13 through 15 to substantiate what I'm saying to you today. Holy Spirit speaks what he hears. Listen what the Bible says. He only speaks what he hears, tell you what is yet to come. And Jesus said, who will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you? All that belongs to the Father is mine. Let me just read the whole context of it. I'm going to read the whole context so you can get a full understanding. Amen. Because I want you to understand that God is trying to get you out of condemnation. He's trying to allow you to understand that he have need of you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter when you missed it. He has not changed his mind about you. God want to use you to bring glory to him, and he wants to use you to bring others to the understanding of his word. Amen. Glory, glory. Somebody just say glory to God, because he wants to bring you where you fully understand what you're called to do. Because sometimes we don't know what we're called to do. You know, sometimes we're doing this and we're doing that, and we haven't even talked to our daddy, but we're leaning to our own understanding because we think that this is what we should be doing, but we want the Spirit of the Lord to lead and guide and direct us. Listen to what the Word says. And I'm going to read John 16, and I'll just go ahead and start at 12. Verse 12, and the Bible says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because he is in me, and he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said the Spirit will give to you what's from me, and what he has made known, he'll make it known to you. See, that's partnering with him. When you're able to allow the Spirit of truth, which is the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, to speak what is from heaven. So the Holy Spirit gives us what God is saying to the Spirit of the Lord, to the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit was sent to guide us. The Holy Spirit was sent to direct us. The Holy Spirit was sent to assign us, to lead, to guide, to direct us into the things of the kingdom. So that's why when we pray, prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. It's a conversation. So whenever there's a conversation, guess what? We always get an answer. So we talk to God. through the Holy Spirit, and he talked back to us. And that is why the Spirit of the Lord will make things known to us, because we talk to him. We partner with him. We lean on him. We depend on him. We trust him. Amen. You know, what an awesome, think about this, what an awesome degree of relationship that Jesus can entrust us with the Holy Spirit to deliver us from any of our wayward ways. See, the Holy Spirit delivers the message. And the Bible just told us all that belong to the Father belongs to us, because it belongs to Jesus. And we're partakers. We're partakers. That's why we should partnership with the Holy Spirit. See, he believes in us. He trusts us to have the Spirit of the Lord to live in us. Because, see, he said he will not dwell in an unclean temple. So if the Spirit of the Lord will allow his Holy Spirit to live in you, that means he trusts you. And, you know, people that we trust, we call them friends. Amen? And that's the same thing with God. He calls us friends. See, when he partner with us, that's when we can say, I am a friend of God. Let me just play a portion of that song, and I want you to get this in your spirit.
Mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing.
Can he trust you? Can he allow the Spirit of the Lord to live in you? Can you imagine that you're going to allow your spirit to live in someone? You're going to loan out your spirit because you trust that person. I'm a friend of God. Can he trust you? Thank God for a signal. Hallelujah. Thank God for a signal. I can do the broadcast. Hallelujah. I'm a friend of God because I'm telling you, when there's assignment on you, when there's an appointment in your life and there's things that you got to complete, there's tasks you have to finish, the enemy try to beat you up every single day. Why? Because he want to distract you, because he understand that God has called you friend. He understand that God trusts you. He understand that God is with you. The spirit of the living God is living inside of you. You're mighty. Those angels are walking with you. You may not even know it. You walk in a room and mighty angels are on the side of you with swords of fire in their hand waiting to destroy the enemy. And that's the authority that we can walk in. Why? Because God got our back. God called us friends. So we can slay many Goliaths. We can slay many demons. We can, listen, the Bible says that one can put, what, 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. I'm telling you, we can take the enemy territory down. So here I come, and here you come, and we're going together. Unity. That's why the enemy come against unity. Because he know if you got two, you got 10,000 going down. If you got two of them walking together in agreement, if you got two times two, that's four. Listen, let me do the math. I'm trying to tell you, don't sweat the small things. Let me say it again. You don't have time to sweat the small things because you got work to do. Because God has given us work to do, as I said in John 15 and 15, where he's talking about that we have been given an appointment to go and bear fruit. 15 and 16, the fruit that's going to last. Fruit that's going to change people's lives. Amen? So sometime you have encounters that change your life forever. So my message to you today, partner with the Holy Spirit. See, he knows that a partnership with the Holy Spirit will bring his will to pass. Not just in your life, but in the lives of those around you, in the lives of those that you love, in the lives of those in your city, in the lives of those in the nation, in the lives of those in the earth, in the lives of those in this age, in the lives of every situation, when you partner with the Holy Spirit. See, this is to my daddy, your daddy, that you were sent here to bear fruit. You were sent here to bear much fruit. So that's why it's important that you understand your assignment. You understand your mission. You understand your message. Because if we don't understand, we're going to be discombobulated in every single area of our life. When something happens, we all over the place. When something don't go the way we thought it should go, we all over the place. But we understand that God allowed it to happen so that we can kick in, take it up another notch. Because we got his back. Because we are called friends, right? We are trusted with the keys to the kingdom. And we are being reminded day by day that we are partners in a holy partnership. See, when Jesus considered you and the Holy Spirit to be the dream team, that's what I'm going to call it. We're the dream team. Because when we intercede, Mondays through Friday, 6 a.m., it's an assignment. It's an assignment. It's not just something we're doing. Join the assignment. Stay committed. Watch as the dream team. It's the best combination to bring his will to pass whenever we go together. When we go in together, we're greater. See, our partnership with the Holy Spirit bring glory to the Father and to Jesus. There's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for God. We can send the word and they'll be healed. Why? Because we're partnering with the Holy Spirit. See, between you and the Holy Spirit, I'm going to say the Holy Ghost, there is nowhere you cannot go. There's nothing you cannot do. The world is not being big enough because you are a change agent. Amen? See, I want to re-educate myself to adopt the attitude of, I'm going to say, amaze me, Lord. Come on, I want you to say, amaze me, Lord. Amaze me, Lord. As I activate. So touch your stomach and say, activate. Activate. Hallelujah. In other words, not to be limited in my thinking as to the possibilities for my life. In God now, ask the Lord to enlarge the place of my tent. Amen. That's funny. Tents are all around. As you're camping, as you are in the wilderness, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. But guess what? There's nothing too hard for God, because I got these giant angels with swords of fire on the side of me, ready. Ready. Let me tell you what it says in Isaiah 54:2. Get your Bibles. If you don't have it, get your weapon. See, Isaiah 54:2 says, enlarge the place of my tent, to stretch my tent. My tent curtains, I want to open my curtains wide, to not hold back, to lengthen my cord, and to strengthen my stake. How about you? What about you? Do you see yourself? Listen. Do you see yourself as a valuable partner of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit? See, when God put you on the minds of his people, it's because you matter. It's because you're a plus. It's because you're additive. It's because you make things better. Amen? Connect yourself. Stay committed. Partner with the Holy Spirit. Partner with the Holy Ghost so that your tent can be enlarged, so that when things are thrown at you, guess what? You catch it and you be like, okay, now, Lord, amaze me. See, every situation, you want God to amaze you in it. See, some people say, oh, this was a bad situation. No, it's not a bad situation. And you wasn't dealt a bad hand. You was throwing that ball so you could say, God, amaze me. Increase your faith. Be in expectation for God to take that thing and make it right. Because that's all he's doing. But God needs your cooperation. Do you see yourself as a willing vessel to tap into the gifts and the potential that's within you? You got everything you need. And that's why we at Kingdom Builders, we want to activate you. We want to push you into purpose. Amen. We want to support you. We want to love on you. We want to be friends with you. We want to call all of us friends of God to bring glory to our Heavenly Father and to live a life of not just saying his will, but seeing his will being brought to pass. Wherever you go, we go together. Amen. Me and my angels, the Holy Spirit living inside of me, what are the possibilities that we'll fail? Is there anything too hard for God? I'm having fun with this because I understand that God got some assignments. God got some situations that he wants to manifesting your life, but he's looking for you to be committed sons. He's looking for the sons of God travail to manifest. That's what the Bible says. See, he's not talking about male nor female. See, that's in the natural. But in the spirit realm, God is a spirit, and we're all spirits. And God's looking for a sonship, a relationship. Our obligation is to live by and to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's in Romans chapter 8. See, it talks about, he talks about it clearly, that we live one, two ways. We're going to either live by the Spirit or we're going to live by our sin nature. So the truth is that when we desire to live God's way, living by the Spirit is the only option. See, we can't live in the flesh because the flesh beat up on you. The flesh take your peace. The flesh take your life. The flesh will take your desires. But the Spirit of the Lord, there's liberty. We obtain a life in Christ. We obtain the peace of God when our minds are controlled by the Spirit of the living God. So we have an obligation. It is not to the sinful nature, but to live according to the Spirit of the God, of the living God, and let him live inside of us, and let him lead us, let him guide us, let him direct us. So when the enemy throws something at us, we're not sweating the small things. We get over it. Amen. We get to a point where we laugh at the devil. Because guess what? We're walking in discernment. We already know what he's up to. He come to kill. He come to steal, and he come to destroy. But when you know his game, you know how you would say game, recognize game? Game, recognize game. When you're walking in discernment. You know, you see somebody all slick, and you remember when you was all slick like that? Game, recognize game. But now you're walking by the Spirit. So when the spirit of the enemy's game, recognize game. See, it's by the Spirit that we can recognize when the enemy is in operation. We're not walking in the sin nature. We're walking in the Spirit of God. So if by the Spirit you can put to death the misdeeds of the body, if we live in the Spirit, because those who are led by the Spirit of God, listen what the Bible calls us. The Bible says we're sons of God because God is a spirit. So I want you to get this right. Male and female is in the natural. That's in the natural. But in the spirit realm, he calls us sons. He calls us friends. See, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, our obligation is to live by and to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 and 25. Whew. I'm telling you, our biblical mandate is to partnership with the Holy Spirit, sons, heirs of God. Romans 8, I want you to read it so you can get it down in your spirit. The Bible says that not being a slave to fear, we have received the spirit of sonship. Amen. God is our Father. So when you hear people say, oh, I don't believe in women preachers, I don't believe in women pastors, that's that natural stuff. We're talking about in the spirit realm. See, we are spirits. God is a spirit. Get the revelation. We are all God's children, heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ. We share in his suffering in order that we might bring him glory, that we might share in his glory. See, in sharing with him, we're partnering with him. We're partners in the kingdom. Ooh, come on, somebody. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I want you to rejoice and be glad in it. Making an assignment to pray daily, get in his presence. And those that are intercessors, we want to encourage you to join us in prayer. Be faithful in it. and know that God is moving by his spirit. Glory to God. May the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrows. Glory, glory, glory. I just want to say amen, hallelujah to the Lord, and just thank everyone that partnership with us at Kingdom Builders, those that sow that monthly seed, those that pray for us, those that encourage us. Those are who we call friends. So I just had to come in and do the line today. I got a good signal. I got a good, I'm just excited. That's all I can say. But if you like what we're doing and you want to partner with us, you can go to www.giveify.com and just look for Kingdom Builders. You can sow. You can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. One of our ministerial team will be happy to help you. Our mailing address is 19785 West 12 Mile. That's in the great city of Southfield, Michigan. That's the mailing address. 48076 and put unit 309. All to the glory of God. Somebody just say praise God. Partnership. Be a partner with the Holy Spirit. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. Get in his presence. Stay in his presence. Be a ride or die. Amen. Because I'm telling you, when enemy come up and he got his game going on, you just looking at him laughing. Because you understand that you're more than a conqueror. You understand who you are in Christ. You understand that you're not a wannabe, that you're a friend of God. And to live is not, to live in Christ is gain. To live, the love of God will live in you. If you live in love, God will live in you. If you live and forgive, God will live in you. I'm telling you, take your eyes off the problem and put your eyes on the prize. Amen. Thank you for joining today. This is Pastor Teresa Docks. Keep me in your prayers. I just thank God, Elder and I, we send much love to you, and we thank you as you live in the life of Christ. I call you a friend of God. Partner with the Holy Spirit. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. Laugh, dance, sing, pray. Crush the enemy, because there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. We say bless you. Let the love of God be in your heart, that you might not sin against him. So, Father, we thank you for this time with you. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would cover those that have called in, those that are on the internet. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength. Let nothing be withheld from them, because they're walking uprightly. And we are expecting great things. Let God be the head of your life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, until next time, we say let the glory of the Lord rest upon you. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth, because you are a friend of God. God bless everyone. We love you. And we are en route. But we just say, God bless everyone. Let this be the day that the Lord has made, and rejoice and be glad in it. Bless everyone. Have a great rest of your day.
Shout it out one more time. I'm expecting great things.
I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life? Say,
I'm expecting great things.